The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, that Spirit of truth, whom the world can never receive, since it is neither sees or knows him, but you know him, because he is with you, he is in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a short time, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will understand that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me. And anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. The promise spoken by Jesus to his disciples, those who follow his commandments, are that he will not leave us behind in this world, not leave us to live our lives on our own, but that while he must necessarily leave us, he will ask for a helper to be alongside us. Jesus tells us that he will ask the Father for another advocate to be with us forever. And so it is. After Jesus goes back to heaven, an event we remember and celebrate on Ascension Day next week, God sent the Advocate, an event we celebrate at Pentecost. This Advocate, the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is, like the Father and like the Son, existed before the beginning of the world and is forever. The promise made by Jesus makes this helper, this comforter, this counselor, all our different translations of the original Greek word paraclete, known to us. Known to us as we know Jesus as our friend and our brother, known to us as we know God the Father through his prophets, and in particularly through Jesus Christ his Son, the Word made flesh. And so the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, will be with us and in us. Whereas Jesus, like us, was a human being and therefore visible and touchable, Jesus alone was fully human and fully divine. The Holy Spirit is fully divine, and therefore invisible, untouchable. So how does the Holy Spirit manifest itself? Firstly, we know so in our heart. Faith gives us the certainty of the support of the Holy Spirit. It helps us when making decisions to keep loving Jesus and to keep his commandments. That is, to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. So the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has sent in our hearts, the Spirit of his Son, is truly God. Consubstantial with the Father and the Son, the Spirit is inseparable from them, in both the inner life of the Trinity and his gift of love for the world. In adoring the Holy Trinity, life-giving, consubstantial and indivisible, the Church's faith also professes the distinction of persons. When the Father sends his word, he always sends his breath. In their joint mission, the Son and the Holy Spirit are distinct but inseparable. To be sure, it is Christ who is seen, the visible image of the invisible God, but it is the Spirit who reveals him. There are many instances where the Holy Spirit reveals the Word of God. But perhaps most importantly, when a young girl decided to do God's will. Mary, the all-holy, ever-virgin Mother of God, is the masterwork of the mission of the Son and the Spirit in the fullness of time. For the first time in the plan of salvation, and because His Spirit had prepared her, the Father found the dwelling place where His Son and His Spirit could dwell among mankind. In her, the wonders of God that the Spirit was to fulfill in Christ and the Church began to be manifested. And so it is with us. When we accept the gift of the Holy Spirit, first at baptism, as we receive the seal of the Holy Spirit with us and in us. This gives us, Catholics, the right to all the sacraments, but in particular to receive our Lord Jesus Christ in His body and in His blood at Holy Mass. Jesus promised us He will not leave us and sent the Holy Spirit to help us, to accompany us on our journey in life, to be an advocate, to plead with us not to leave Jesus, not to walk away from Christ, not to walk away from the Church. And in this way, understand and experience what Jesus said. I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love you and show myself to you.